A third-party look at Tennessee's Achievement School District finds that the state takeover of struggling schools has been ineffective so far. Researchers from Vanderbilt have been monitoring progress since the ASD's creation through the federal Race to the Top grant program. The state-run district, which now oversees two dozen schools, has pleaded for patience, but Professor Ron Zimmer says it's time for a progress report.
There's been a significant investment in these schools in terms of time and resources allocated through Race to the Top, and we thought it was time to start looking at how they were doing.
As a group, not well. Zimmer's team zoomed in on test data and found no statistical improvement, certainly not enough to catapult these low-performing schools into some of the state's best, which was the lofty goal.
It may be a little disappointing for those who were advocating for the Achievement School District that we haven't seen better results at this point.
Zimmer found more encouraging results with the turnaround efforts led by local districts in Memphis and Nashville. He says his study does not give cause to shut down the ASD, but he says it should be part of the conversation about spending on education reform. For its part, leaders of the Achievement School District say there's not enough data to draw any decisive conclusions and that their work is making a positive difference. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.